CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Phil Donahue, the man who reshaped the daytime TV talk show, has died. Over nearly three decades, Donahue had big-name guests and tackled serious issues. In 1982, it was AIDS.
First of all, you don't have to be gay to get this, but most of those who are afflicted are members of the gay community. Larry Kramer is here. Have you lost 17 friends?
That's right, Phil.
17 of your friends have died.
Donahue's show won 20 Emmys along the way. Syracuse University media scholar Robert Thompson.
He was both a showbiz guy. He could certainly go to the tabloid direction of things, but also he had a seriousness and an earnestness, a sincerity that couldn't be doubted.
His publicist says Phil Donahue had a long illness. He was 80. It's President Biden's night tonight in Chicago as Democrats kick off their national convention, with polls showing a tight Harris-Trump presidential race.
The Republican National Convention last month had everyone from Senator Ted Cruz to Tucker Carlson on stage speaking, but American University's Amy Dacey says at the DNC there's even more high-profile names.
We've got two former presidents, a current president, another candidate that was Secretary of State, all speaking on different nights. I mean, this is definitely really different as well.
Kamala Harris will take the stage Thursday, the final night of this convention, to formally accept the presidential nomination. Matt Piper, CBS News, Chicago.
Former President Trump campaigns today in Pennsylvania. It's expected former New York Republican Congressman George Santos will plead guilty today to corruption charges, just as his federal case was about to go to trial. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
He didn't have much in the way of legal defenses to the charges of money laundering and identity theft.
At least one death reported in flooding that hit Connecticut. The southwestern part of the state got as much as 10 inches of rain. Parts of Long Island hard hit too. Expectations are soaring for Labor Day travel, capping a summer of record-shattering movements. Transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
American says it expects more than 3.8 million passengers across nearly 36,000 flights. That's 14% more passengers than last year. The airline expects Thursday, August 29th, and Friday, August 30th, to be their biggest travel days, followed closely by the trek home on Monday, September 2nd.
The Japanese owner of 7-Eleven convenience store says it's received a buyout offer from a Canadian company. And on Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 200 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The political spotlight shines on Southeast Wisconsin as J.D. Vance, the Republican vice presidential nominee, campaigns in Kenosha. Vice President Kamala Harris rallies in Milwaukee. The events tomorrow comes as the DNC kicks off today in Chicago. Lake Michigan waters in Racine and Kenosha counties are under caution. A beach hazards statement warning about 3 to 6 foot waves is in effect through tomorrow. A Root River Bridge in Racine County will be closed temporarily Wednesday. The closure on 38 will affect the stretch from MM to Rapids Drive. The Racine Unified School Board will vote today on amendments to a property transfer agreement with the city of Racine. The proposed changes would delay the transfer of Red Apple Elementary, allowing more time for the construction of a new Red Apple. And a Racine native and World War II hero will be laid to rest with full military honors in September. The remains of Staff Sergeant Ralph Bodie were recently recovered, and the public is invited to attend the ceremony at Graceland Cemetery September 27th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers lose to the Broncos. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Broncos beating the Packers 27-2 last night. Denver played many of their starters the first half. The only points for Green Bay came when Packers defensive end Zach Morton sacked Denver's third-string quarterback Zach Wilson in the end zone. Matt LaFleur.
I thought our defense competed much harder in the second half, and we just didn't have as many busts. There were still a couple out there, and we had some situations where we had their offense in third and long and gave up big completions, so that's an area area that we got to get better at.
So the Packers have the day off before returning to the practice field tomorrow. Baseball, the Brewers with a 2-0 shutout to complete a 3-game sweep of the Guardians at AmFam Field. Milwaukee now 72-52 for the season, 20 games above 500. Even though Christian Yelich is now out for the season after having back surgery, manager Pat Murphy.
Because of guys like Yelly, they've built a culture in there that says, okay, let's win tonight somehow, whatever we got to do.
With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly sunny today and quite pleasant, with high temperatures climbing into those mid-70s and winds out of the north. A few isolated showers or spotty sprinkles are possible here this afternoon. Wrapping up early this evening, we clear things out and we have another bright and beautiful day ahead tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Office on local news, timeless hits radio station WRJN. Don Rosen had a really good comment this morning about, you know how everybody's got their own assigned seats in the house? And to mess with that is to, you know, break up the forces of the universe here. It made me laugh because our dog wants the assigned seating to be the couch.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough,
when you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down.
Sail on, silver girl, sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine.
Radio Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
One, two, three, four.
There.
That's the Beatles, WRJN, local news, timeless hits. As mentioning that Don Rosen had a bit this morning on assigned seats, and it is kind of hilarious when you think about it, because my husband once, we just have two chairs in the front room that's our kind of our seating place with a table. And my husband was sitting in my assigned seat the other day. Not that it was assigned, but I'm so used to sitting there that I couldn't function. Same with the dog. I have been trying now for 3 years to get the dog off the couch. But apparently, according to the dog, the penalties are not that bad, you know. So she hears a couple of bad dogs. Bad dog. And she really doesn't care. It's the same that she's not going to die when she knocks over the trash can and eats the things out of there. So now we just put the trash can on top of the, you know, the washer when we're not washing clothes or anything, just to keep her off of that, because she hasn't figured out how to knock it off the washing machine. But I bought her a beautiful, beautiful top of the line dog bed. I mean, my husband said, "You really going to spend that much?" Yeah, yeah. I want her to be comfortable when she gets her behind off the couch. And so last night was the first night, and I came down this morning, and my husband pointed to where the dog was. The dog was sprawled out on the couch, as she always does. But before she went to bed, she took the issue with the new dog bed and knocked it around the front room, and it was upside down. Oh, and she wasn't on it. So plan B, if you got any suggestions, I could sure appreciate it. How do you get your dog off the couch? Come on, sister needs help here. So we're going to be checking in with Paul Harvey today at 12:05. Phil Donahue died, and we're going to be doing kind of a Phil Donahue salute in just a little bit. The original awesome afternoon talk show host. Before Oprah, there was Phil Donahue. So that's coming up as well on WRJN.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Every Brewers regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pen in the left field loge bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder courtesy of Miller Lite.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's summer in Britain, and the crimes are just getting started.
I found another body.
Stream the best of British crime drama only on BritBox. Don't miss new seasons of acclaimed series like Blue Lights, which Time Out calls Belfast's answer to The Wire.
Back up, over!
And The Responder, starring Martin Freeman in his international Emmy award-winning role.
I can feel it. I'm going to crack.
Stream the best of British crime drama on BritBox.
You know, this is why I want to be a detective.
Watch with a free trial today.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Doesn't that mean anything if I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees? Would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down, cry 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave me drowning in my tears. There's so much I wanna do. I've got love enough for two, but I'll.
Then just like that, I had a craving for green onions. That was Green Onions by Booker T and the MGs. Oh, there we go. I had to click this up a little bit. You know you're getting old when your hearing is so bad that some of these songs like this one, where you used to crank it up so you could get the start of it. It's like, this hurts my ears. Now get off my lawn. This is Chicago 25 or 6 to 4. WRJN.
Waiting for.
RJ at local news and timeless hits right there, 25 or 6 to 4. And it took me the longest time to know that was the name of the song. Ugh, alrighty. That's the nice thing about working here at WRJN. You can take a look at what you're playing. Go, that's the actual title of that. All right. So, yeah, I'm getting old. But I sure really loved growing up and watching the Phil Donahue show on television. I initially didn't like it much, but then my girlfriends watched it, and I wanted to be hip like them. So I started watching Get Home from high school, and then later when you get home from college, or even later when I did home health care as a nurse aide, and I would watch the show. And he was such a huge part of everything, just a snippet of the awesome, late, great Phil Donahue and his sense of a sense of humor. We're going to start with a special where Oprah and a lot of the talk show hosts after Phil did a, like a really kind of a nice award ceremony from, you know, their hearts to him. So we're going to start it off with Oprah.
I have said this many times before. If it wasn't for Phil Donahue, there would never have been an Oprah show.
Sally, Oprah, Joan, Jenny, Maury, Jerry, they were very generous to me. They call me Sir, Excellency, and I enjoy the attention. This is, I tell you, it's made for my ego.
All righty, so we now join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
The eyes of the political world are on Chicago, but politicos here are watching Wisconsin. Jessica Taylor of the Cook Political Report speaking to WISN-TV's Up Front.
Wisconsin's been the tipping point state in the Electoral College for the past two election cycles. And, you know, we used to think of like Ohio or Florida as the ultimate swing state. It really might be Wisconsin now.
Taylor says she's watching if Wisconsin voters split their tickets for president and U.S. Senate. More layoffs and branch campus closures will be on the table when the University's of Wisconsin Board of Regents meets in Madison Thursday into Friday. The number of UW two-year campuses has shrunk by six, and more could be closed. UW leaders blame shrinking enrollment and revenues. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A land swap is something on a Racine agenda today. The Racine Unified School Board will vote on amendments to a property transfer agreement with the city of Racine. The changes would delay the transfer of Red Apple Elementary to the city. That would allow more time for construction of a new Red Apple at a different site. It's believed Harris and Waltz will watch the DNC in Chicago from Milwaukee tomorrow night. Reporter A.J. Biaport reports that the Democratic ticket will speak at the Fiserv Forum early in the evening, then will stay at the stadium to watch the headline speakers in Chicago, consisting of former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama. GOP Vice Presidential hopeful J.D. Vance has an event tomorrow afternoon at the courthouse in Kenosha County. A Racine native and World War II hero will be laid to rest in September. The remains of Staff Sergeant Ralph H. Bodie were only recently recovered and identified. Bodie, a tail gunner, was just 20 years old when he made the ultimate sacrifice. The ceremony with full military honors will be held September 27th. That's 80 years after being shot down in Europe. The public is invited to attend the ceremony at Graceland Cemetery. And the car that came out alive of the Kenosha County Fair Demo Derby has a cop motor, cop tires, and cop shocks. Deputy Jacobs of the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department emerged victorious in the demolition derby, the first time an old squad took part. The car, which survived a number of hard hits during the event, will now be donated to Wilmot Union High School students. They'll restore it and use it for future derbies. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly sunny today and quite pleasant, with high temperatures climbing into those mid-70s and winds out of the north. A few isolated showers or spotty sprinkles are possible here this afternoon. Wrapping up early this evening, we clear things out and we have another bright and beautiful day ahead tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Here's the Zombies.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Well, no one told me about her. No one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool.
Don't let slip away.
local news and timeless is right here at WRJN. If you're going to the beach today, there is a, well, actually a very high riptide risk for Racine and Kenosha beaches on Lake Michigan, and also dangerous wave alerts. So we don't hear that too often, but this will be going on until later tonight. Hazardous. They're expecting to pose risk to lives within the surf zone. So with young kids, be careful with the waves. Otherwise, just an absolutely gorgeous day. 73 right now at Radio Park.
Hi, this is Jane Matinair. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matinair on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole, brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
As the world around us becomes more and more virtual, sometimes it's nice to take a step back and add a personal touch to celebrate your loved ones. Personal Touch by Julie is a family-owned and operated florist in the Mount Pleasant area for over 47 years with unmatched customer service and talented floral design, making them the area's number one choice for any occasion. Call today at 262-886-9444 and bring your ideas to life. Or better yet, go see the artistic elegance yourself at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good. Now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available, don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Most of us can agree, everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
for the nighttime. Forget the day.
Forget the day.
Stay up above tight time. Baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation.
Oh, Lord, the
nighttime. It's a time to groove.
Oh, time to groove.
I thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Oh, Lord, the nighttime.
I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Thank the Lord for the nighttime.
To
forget the day.
Day
of uptight
time.
Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to groove. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. Thank the Lord for you.
Now.
You spoke and we listened. Local news, timeless hits are back on WRJN. And coming up with news, we've got Stuart J. Waddles with local news. And if you ever hear something he mentions, you know, I'd like to know the rest of that story. Always go on our website, WRJN.com. Scroll down for news. Mike Clemens with sports and CBS National News, all just minutes away here on WRJN.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing.
Persuasion.
local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Good news. We got Paul Harvey's rest of the story coming up in the next couple of minutes. Also, as far as the weather, gorgeous day, sunshine, 73 right now. If you're heading to Lake Michigan, though, high risk riptide alert and also hazardous waves.
Early in the evening, just about supper time. Over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring him up. Willie picks a tune out and he throws it on the hum. Down on the corner, out in the street, playing the folk boys are playing, bringing it up happy feet. Rooster hits the white road, people just gotta smile. Lucas bumps at the face, hey. We'll be right back.